Calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have your email address so I can locate your account?
Okay, it's the letter P, then Thompson, Thompson, 1225 at Yahoo.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
I'm James Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. I've located it, but it doesn't look like the charges went through.
Right, it didn't. I'm just saying. So, now, could it be because I got a somebody tried to get into my account, so they closed that account and gave me a temporary card yesterday? Was that maybe the problem?
Well, no. How much did you think the services were? It's probably that reason.
What are we talking about now? A dollar?
No, it's not a dollar. It's $18.95 plus a dollar. That might have been the reason.
It probably is the reason. So you got to put $18.95. You got to put $19 on the card. In other words, I mean, on the permission.
Yes, but wait. Let me ask you. What services were you trying to get?
Just trying to get a death certificate.
A death certificate. No, we can't get that.
You can't get that.
Well, we could if it's public. So if it's made public, we absolutely can get it.
I don't. It's a client. Well, I have clients who are trying to probate an estate. This young lady passed, and she was the owner of the house on the estate. I haven't yet. I'm trying to find out exactly what year did she pass. That's why I'm looking for the birth death certificate. And they're not sure what year she passed. And I know the house has been sitting just about vacant for about 8 years. So I'm having a problem.
Right, I totally understand, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. Would I do better going to public records and down to Georgia's vital certificates and applying for there?
Probably so, because we can't offer that, yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, too. Because I said, okay, I got it now. Thank you very much, my dear.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, sir.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.